I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. For weeks, we followed the stories of families who arrived at the U.S.-Mexico border and were split apart. Many psychologists have pointed out that even a short separation can affect a person for decades, sometimes a lifetime. So this week, we've been hearing about family separations that took place long ago, way before the Trump era, and under different circumstances. The key question is, what are the lingering effects of those separations today? Glady Lee lived in the Philippines away from her parents for nearly 2 years when she was just a toddler. It happened 4 decades ago, but as Sasha Coca of KQED reports, she's still unearthing secrets from that time.
Back in the 1970s, long-distance phone calls were expensive, so Glady Lee remembers her family mailing cassette tapes back and forth to stay connected. When she was just 2, her parents got visas to work in the U.S. Her mom was a nurse. Glady and her brother stayed behind with their grandparents in the Philippines. She remembers them taking out the tape recorder.
Glady, come here. It's time for you to say hi to your mom and your dad. Do you want them to bring you anything from the States?
And you saw this.
Yeah, then I found these other ones, but we don't know what's on them either.
Yeah, but this is
today, Glady and her mom, Nella, are looking for those tapes in Nella's kitchen in Vallejo, north of San Francisco. Okay. They plug in an old boom box.
So anyway.
Should we put it in? Let's put it in.
And listen? I don't know what's in there.
So daddy couldn't have to guess, mommy couldn't.
On one tape from 1978, we hear Glady, age 4, speaking Tagalog. But this tape isn't from the Philippines. It's from after she and her brother finally got to California. She's telling her grandparents about kindergarten and the family's one-bedroom apartment.
I'm a kindergarten.
And then there's the tape sent back from Glady's grandparents.
Magpapatay tayo ng maraming chicken doon.
That's them promising to kill a lot of chickens so they can feast next time the kids visit. But many of the tapes are lost or broken. Maybe the sounds from that critical time apart have been erased. But not in Glady's mind. It's all still vivid and painful, even at age 44. When we talk alone, away from her parents, Glady tells me when she was a toddler, everyone in the Philippines told her she wasn't supposed to be sad. Her parents had made it to America.
That was the dream. And so the dream was happening for my family.
But that's not how it felt to a child.
I was sad every day when she was gone. And I just didn't know who to express that to. All the feelings that we had about being separated, it's almost like it was swept under the rug.
The pain came back again this summer with the stories of families separated at the border. Glady says she heard one story about a father whose child held in a detention center was asking frantic questions.
Don't you love me? Why did you leave me? Why can't we be together? So when you're a child, those are the only things that you really care about.
Glady was reunited with her parents when she was 4. But after nearly 2 years apart, it wasn't just joyful hugs and kisses. Glady still has scars.
It almost feels like it's affected almost every close relationship that I've had with people.
Or any relationship, like the one with her children's violin teacher who's moving away.
I mean, like, the idea of her leaving just kind of sets me off. And just people leaving is very traumatic. And it's just the violin teacher, you know.
Glady's boys are now 10 and 14. When they were younger, she stayed home for a few years. She wanted to be there during their toddler years because her mom and dad couldn't be there for hers. But she's grateful her parents got her to California where she could make that choice.
They put us through college and we have jobs. So that's how it's come full circle, I guess.
Yeah.
Back at her parents' house in California, Glady joins them on the couch to look at old photo albums. The plastic pages are worn and brittle.
Oh,
look at that.
In one photo, Glady is 2, adorable in a pink sundress. But she looks sad and confused.
So that was the day you left for the States, right, Mom? That was the day you left?
Yes, yes. That was 1976.
It looks like to me like you were crying.
But her mom ignores that. It's only when I press her that she opens up.
Yeah. And so when you had your two young children and this was the day when you were leaving, how did you feel?
I guess it's like a mixed feeling, because when I was young, I said I really wanted to be a registered nurse and then go to America. Mm-hmm. But I didn't really completely feel that the separation will be that bad. And so I realized I had been crying and really missed them.
And then her dad reveals something huge, something Gladie never knew before. He and his wife didn't choose to leave their kids behind in the Philippines. They had to. They couldn't get their kids a visa.
We applied all at the same time, but the consul took them off, the two kids, because the consul said to establish ourselves here first.
I didn't know that. What was the original plan?
That all of us were coming over here together? All at the same time.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Gladie's mom knew it would be a painful sacrifice in order to get to California.
Oh, my goodness. Every night that you will be in that awful situation thinking about your children. Mm-hmm. I could still cry.
Her mom puts a hand on Gladie's back, then chokes up and hugs her. But Gladie remains stiff. She's still protecting her parents from her pain.
I know, Mom.
I know. I'm so glad that I have a daughter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You're doing good, right?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Later, I ask Gladie how that felt, finally seeing her mom cry about the separation. Gladie says she realized her mom felt guilty about that time. And when she felt her mom's hand on her back, it was like she was acknowledging the little girl she left behind. For The World, Sasha Coca, Vallejo, California.